With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Earlier in the year, we gave you, the fan, the chance to vote for your favorite moment of 2016. Before we announce the winner, here are the nominations.
Number 1, Impressions.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Number 2, Pretty.
It was pretty nice. Yeah, oh. It was pretty.
Number 3, Shopping.
That one thing costs more than I've spent on clothes in a year. It's just...
Well, number 4, Bodacious.
While investigating the death of a local master of puppets, a bodaciously butch shopper.
Oh, man.
And the winner, with 39% of the vote, was Bodacious. And here is the winning moment.
We have a plot generator here for a horror story, and me and Tom are going to create our own horror story with you tonight.
So what you do is you fill in the blanks, and it does some stuff, and it gives you the blurb to a horror story.
Write me a horror story. Here we go. So that's took quite a while. So let's hope this works. It's taken a long time.
Oh God!
Oh, it's taking a long time.
It's fine. It's fine. It's thinking.
It will. Oh, and we're done.
Oh, ooh, exciting. Okay. Why are you laughing?
The curse of the highly strung tennis racket.
Oh, nice.
Oh, ooh. Brilliant.
Okay.
Oh Jesus. Okay. Oh man.
Okay, go on, share with me and the fan.
Okay, so here we go. So this is the curse of the highly strung. Stop it!
Sorry, just find out the curse.
The curse of the highly strung tennis racket. A horror story by That's Death.
Sorry.
Oh my God. While investigating the death of a local master of puppets,
hold on, stop laughing. Go back to the start.
I'm sorry.
Ruining it.
I have to get serious. I'm gonna stand up.
Okay. Oh, you mean you weren't standing up?
No,
it's too dark, isn't it?
During my chair. Yeah, I could fall over, hurt myself. Right.
Okay.
While investigating the death of a local master of puppets, a bodaciously butch shopper.
Oh man. Okay.
A bodaciously butch shopper. I can't get through it.
Oh man. All right, just pause and breathe. Come on. Okay. Just breathe. Keep breathing, Dave.
I give up.
Keep breathing.
See you later. Thank you for finding this.
You're welcome. Oh, I fluked upon it, really, but...
Oh.
Okay, right.
Jesus.
Okay.
I can't do this.
You can do it, Dave. Oh.
Oh, Dan. Oh. I can't stop. Let's pause the recording.
Okay. All right. Okay. Right. Okay.
Oh, dead puppies.
Remember what you said, dead puppies. Okay.
While investigating the death of a local master of puppets, a book...
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh no.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, are you okay? Drink some more of that lemonade.
Oh, delicious.
Okay.
I can't give you the first goddamn
okay.
sentence.
All right. Okay. So it's something about the death of the Master of Puppets. And then, what was the next bit? The Bodaciously Butch.
A Bodaciously Butch shop assistant called Hero Shield uncovers a legend about a supernaturally cursed highly strong tennis racket. A supernaturally cursed, highly strong tennis racket circulating throughout Gory Castle.
Oh.
As soon as anyone uses the tennis racket, he or she has exactly 230 days to live. Oh, no.
Okay.
I got through the first paragraph.
Okay. There's more?
The doomed few appear to be ordinary people during day-to-day life. But when photographed... But when photographed, they look pickled.
Oh, man.
They look pickled.
The laughing's making me cough.
What?
Oh, are you okay, Dave? Are you okay?
This is terrific. The doomed few appear to be ordinary people during day-to-day life. But when photographed, they look pickled.
Dun, dun, dun.
A marked person feels like a damp shark to touch. Damp shark makes sense, yeah?
That's a good point, see. Sharks are probably always
at least damp. Yeah.
If not wet, if not soaked.
Oh, gee. Oh, my God.
That's the first part that, like, kind of makes sense.
The hero gets hold of the tennis racket, refusing to believe the superstition.
Ooh.
A collage of images flash into her mind.
No way! Oh, right. A collage.
I'm just laughing because you are. I can't read this, obviously.
Flipping hell. A collage of images flash into her mind. A moist cougar balancing on. Sultry Master of Puppets. An old newspaper headline about a stumping accident. A hooded albatross ranting about eyeballs. And a drinking well located in a soulless place.
What I do like is how you're going from like hysterical, high-pitched voice and then kind of coming down into your scary voice. Oh. And then up into it. I can't control myself. It's brilliant. It's nice. You know, you've got the wide, you know, the range.
The whole range
of emotions going on here.
Oh, I don't know what's... I don't know anymore. I just don't know anymore. Okay.
Now I've seen everything and read everything and heard everything.
We've got more. There's more.
There's more. There's more.
When Hero notices her tendons have shark-like property, she realizes that the curse of the highly strong tennis racket is true and calls in her maid, a pilot called Guy Sword, to help. Oh, man. That's terrific. Guy examines the tennis racket and willingly submits himself to the curse. He finds that the same visions flash before his eyes. He finds the moist cougar balancing on a sultry Master of Puppets, particularly chilling. He joins the queue for a supernatural death. Hero and Guy pursue a quest to uncover the meaning of their visions, starting with a search for the hooded albatross.
The hooded albatross.
Will they be able to stop the curse before their time is up?
And you can hear all the 10 original clips in full by listening to the best of the 2016 special. Cheers, guys!
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.